Thanks, Jim. Just a last contribution on general business. Lino made the comment that we're still having discussions with Singapore Power about potential cooperation or synergies. I'm just interested, I mean, it's a pretty unique situation we have at the moment where we have not only the shareholder having 100% of a certain bunch of assets and 51% of another bunch of assets, but the parent shareholder, Singapore Power, also being the official manager and getting paid fees to manage SP AusNet. So it's a, from a governance and operational point of view, it's a pretty tricky situation we have here. And I'm just interested as to what actually is being talked about at the moment. I mean, do we have, for instance, an independent board committee in place actively examining, revisiting the transaction in some form? Or is the discussion at the moment just on potential management synergies and a lower level of cooperation? Do we have, for instance, a formal financial advisor? Is someone actually representing us and talking to the parent? And maybe one for Mr. Quick, is it fair to assume that the transaction wouldn't be revisited in a way that would cause Singapore Power to suffer a book loss? So we're not going to see a situation where $8 billion becomes $6 billion or $5 billion, which is probably what the market would value those assets at now, given the state of the market at the moment. So is it fair to rule that out? We're not going to see. Singapore Power is a long-term investor. They don't need to roll over the asset. We're not going to see that happen. And can that be conventionally ruled out? I know Temasek dropped 90% in ABC Learning in a year. Obviously, it's pretty embarrassing to do that. And you wouldn't want another big admission of a big bad investment in Australia. So is it fair to rule that out? And exactly what are you talking about at the moment? I mean, you know, how high level are these current discussions?
Okay, before Nino provides you with the colour and the details of what is being talked about, Mr. Quek, on SP's position, I would like to say that as this is a related party transaction, all right, between SP IAA and SP AusNet, the highest standards of corporate governance is in place and continues to be practiced as always. We have an independent, we have an audit and risk management committee, which is chaired by Mr. Tony Anello and comprises a majority of independent directors, looking at all proposals for SPIA and SP AusNet working together to derive value through synergies for both parties. So I can assure you, Mr. Mains, that the higher standards of corporate governance will continues to sort of govern this, if you will. So with that, I would leave it to Nino to elaborate a little bit more on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Stephen, there's no transaction per se. The synergies and opportunities we're looking at are very operational. It's really between the at this stage between the management of the companies, although we're keeping our AusNet board informed of progress. But it's around things. We use a lot of partners in everything that we do, and we're looking to see if there's opportunities around procurement or other operational activities that we could jointly benefit from. Now, you're right, it's complex because it's related party, there's trade practice, so we're very cognizant of doing things appropriately and making sure that we're not in breach of any requirements that we should fall subject to. But they are quite operational. There is no transaction per se that we're undertaking.
What? I'd like to elaborate.
Thank you, Stephen, again. As you said, this is actually a very unique situation that we have, and I'm glad that you appreciate how unique it is and how tricky it is. But I think everything that SP does has always been consistent with what we said when we launched SP AusNet IPO, that we have the intention of making SP AusNet our investment vehicle for all investments that SP makes in Australia and New Zealand. And we continue to subscribe to that, and that was why the attempted, the transfer of the acquisition of the Alinta assets gave us the opportunity also to allow SP AusNet to have the opportunity to purchase these assets from SP. But so be it, it did not take place, and now, I mean, SP is a long-term investor in Australia. We believe that we have got excellent assets in the acquisition that we made of the Alinta East assets. And we think that we still are confident of the growth opportunities that these assets present to SP. So we are a long-term investor. We have no intention at the moment divest any of these assets, because we believe in these assets, and we are going to make sure that we realize the potential that we saw in these assets when we made the acquisition. I think whatever we do, as I said, will be scrutinized very carefully by the market, and SP is aware of this, and we will be abiding by the best practices in transparency and corporate governance and independence of the AusNet board. Thank you.
Stephen, I might just add for clarity, when we say they are all operational works, but we actually, as an additional level of governance, we are reporting that through to a subcommittee of the board of the independence and Dr. Lafroy, who are reviewing it to make sure that it is in the best interests of all security holders. That's just an additional level of governance on that.